If you are looking for growth, if you are looking for transformation, if you are looking to step into your main character era, look no further than The Green Room. DM me on socials to find out all about my brand new community, available at just 99 cents a month for my first 100 subscribers. Something I wish that I had learned sooner is that you can be a masterpiece and a work in progress simultaneously. I grew up in an amazing family where the expectation was always excellence, is always excellence. And while that served me well academically and in social structures, it also implanted a spirit of perfectionism in me. I constantly questioned, am I good enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I smart enough? Did I work hard enough? And that held me back. In so many ways, it held me back because I feared failure. I feared what would come when I did not have that excellent result that everyone expected all the time. It created anxiety in me, and I had to unlearn that habit, unlearn those patterns in order to get where I am today. This week, I am hosting the Main Character Energy 5-Day Challenge. And in this challenge, I'm teaching the importance of embracing your authenticity and who you genuinely are, owning yourself, flaws and all. And that's not to say that we don't try our best or we don't strive to be better. It's to say that we acknowledge that progress is more important than perfection. I'm not in competition with anyone than the person I was yesterday. And that is life-changing information. It seems so simplistic, but when you truly apply it, it changes the game. If you're ready to step into your main character era, if you're ready to be the person that you've always wanted to be, and you're okay with gradual progress, you're okay with not being an overnight success, you're okay with taking it a little step at a time, come hang out with me. And if you're one of those people who's like, Kayla, what are you talking about? People want you to be pristine. People want you to be cut from the best cloth. Think about your favorite character from a TV show. No matter how good they are at what they do, if it's House or Bones or Janine from Abbott Elementary, it doesn't matter how good they are at what they do. Every single main character has some flaw that makes them absolutely relatable, human, and lovable. Sis, you have those flaws too. And it's okay to embrace them. It's okay to say, you know what? I've got this going on and I'm working on it, but I get to be a masterpiece in spite of it. Come hang out with me. The links are in the show notes. I would love to have you, and I cannot wait to see your transformation. Bye, girl.